When others were lavishing and spending what God was giving them on things they were not saying, the Bible says that in Proverbs, he said there is oil and to be desired in the dwelling of the just. So, but the foolish one will spend it off. It just came to him by the Spirit. So you see, there has been a time that they've been storing up corn. But now they've opened the treasure, the storehouses of Jacob. Thank you so much, God. Let's bow down to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this afternoon, your presence in our midst. As we go into your word, I humble myself, but I strip myself of every confidence that I yet have in my knowledge or ability to share your word. I place all of my confidence in your mercies, in the grace of Jesus, and help of the Spirit, and covering to use the preparation. Lord, you will multiply the same by your mercy and grace. That I speak, help me to speak as an oracle of God, to speak distinctly. Lord God, the sense of your word that we're sharing today, as the word goes forth, let it go forth in power, let it go forth in accuracy. Lord God, help me as I minister to redeem the time. I receive mercy to be a faithful steward of the mysteries of the gospel. As we go into your word, Father, I also ask for mercy as the word goes forth, because our wills become more humble, and minds to further enlighten my revelation that comes forth today, and our emotions to further control by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I seek grace to redeem the time, not to say things that are necessary. And we give all the praise and all the glory and all the honor unto you for all you do in our midst today. In Jesus' name. The title of my message today is Angels Giving Charge Over Thee. Let's say together, Angels Giving Charge Over Thee. Praise the Lord. You see, we are in a situation in our nation in which people are afraid. Even Christians are afraid. All the stories you hear, this one was kidnapped, this one was shot. And then you begin to wonder. And then some of these do happen to Christians. But some days ago, as I was in the house, I woke up to prayer 3 or 4 days ago. Somebody sent something to me about somebody that was shot dead. I'm sorry, a lady somewhere going. And I was like, Lord, what is wrong? Why? The Lord spoke to me. He said, these angels giving charge over you. You see, we people of God, we must know what we have. We must know our rights and our privileges in God, and we must fight for it. It's like when we were sharing, when we were praying about the daughters of Zelophehad. If they had kept west, they would have lost their inheritance. Angels of God are part and parcel of our inheritance. Praise the Lord. So let me start. Open our Bibles to 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 in Amplified. First of all, to describe the time we are in. It's not only in the world, also in Nigeria in particular. And we'll see as we continue. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 in Amplified. Please move very fast. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 in Amplified. Paul was talking to Timothy. Amplified says, but understand, God wants us to have an understanding. Say, but understand this, that in the last days will come what? Setting. Say, setting. Perilous times. Of what? Great stress. Say, great stress and trouble. Hard to deal with and hard to bear. It's set. You can't change it. But God will show himself strong on our behalf. Paul says in the end time, the hearts of men will fail in them for fear of things to come. So it should be strange for a Christian for concerning what is happening. But God is going to raise up saviors from Mount Zion. That is the issue. You see, the darker the background is, the darker it is, then the brighter for us to shine. Are you following me? Man says, arise, shine, for the light is come. For darkness shall cover the earth. Yea, gross darkness. In that same time, it says, but arise. I said, God will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. So it is set in perilous times. Great stress and trouble. Hard to deal with. Hard to bear. But God does not want us to be afraid. Say, God does not want us to be afraid. Far be it. Each time an angel appears to put in the Old Testament, the first thing we say is, fear not. Everyone say, fear not. Fear not. Don't you have to be afraid? Christians should not be afraid. We should be bold as a lion. Praise the Lord. We should not be afraid. So like I said, but God wants us to have a working revelation knowledge, understanding of the ministry of angels. I follow you. And then to also enjoy and to partake of their divine protection. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalms 91, verse 11, in the Amplified, because of time, where God spoke to me. Psalms 91, verse 11. You see, the psalmist has been talking about different things that what we do if you dwell in the secret of the Most High. And he now used this verse to describe one of the ways in which we do. He says, he will, for he will give his angels a special what? Charge. A charge over you. To what? Accompany you. Say, accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways. Without exception. Of what? Of obedience and service. That is very important. So you must not go where God says you should not go. In spite of the fact that you have angels. That God is conditional. Because you may be wondering, how come this happened to this one? How come that happened to this one? There are many reasons we'll see as we continue. He says God will give his angel a special charge over you to accompany, to defend, and to preserve. There are different things. Accompaniment will accompany you when you go everywhere. They're always there. Like you see the governor, the entourage, or people that have policemen, and they keep on following them everywhere. They turn left, turn left. They turn right, turn right. And then to defend you when there's an attack, they will beat them back, black and blue. And then to preserve you while the war is going on, they will preserve you. Praise the Lord. So please follow me as we continue. So he says he will give his angels, say his angels. His angels. His angels. You don't get. Say his angels. That means there are some angels that's not his own. You see, God created everything, but it's the angels that some are his, some are his. Satan and his cohorts are not his angels. That's why he said he will give his angels, not just any angel. Not the funny ones. One thought fell with him. Or revelations. But he will give his own what? Angels. Charge over you. To keep you all saying all. All. I don't care where God tells you to go to. Either he says go to Katina. Go to anywhere. As long as he said he's saying all your ways. Say all your ways. All your ways. Very important. Praise the Lord. Of obedience and service. Pastor Kunle, when I was preaching, I was just shaking my head. He said that you cannot obey God and die. Can you remember? He said there's no way if you are in the place of obedience. That is where you are safe. Praise the Lord. So I will share an example, you know, just a brief exhortation, trusting God to have mercy as we continue. So who are angels anyway? Who are they? Let's put down some definitions. I said they are all ministering spirits, servants of God, created by God to serve God and us Christians who have the heirs of salvation. I repeat. They are all. Say they are all. Without exception. Michael, Gabriel, whichever one. They are all ministering spirits, servants, created by God to serve God and us Christians who are the heirs of salvation. So, you see, they are all powerful ministering spirits. You see, forget the picture of Cupid. One small angel with little wings. Say, Cupid, fire one arrow, you know, to my lover's heart. That is rubbish and nonsense. May an angel not fire an arrow to your heart. They are powerful. They are big. They are strong. They are mighty. Thank God for that song. It says that those who are with us are more than those who are against us. Say, so rejoice. Say, rejoice. Don't be afraid. So they are mighty. They are powerful. They are strong. The Bible says they excel in strength. They excel in strength. Praise the Lord. So, let's look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, Amplified. This is where I pick this definition. Pastor has shared over 5 messages, I believe, on angels on assignment. I encourage us to please go back to this storehouse, download them, listen to them, so that faith can arise in your heart. You see why I'm saying so? Because if there is no faith, you see, the angels of God operate by faith. That of Satan operate by fear. I'm getting ahead of myself. There was a story, I went to check, God reminded me about John Hagee. He was preaching in his church on a Wednesday, about 48 years ago, 1971 or so. And one crazy guy in America, I don't know John Hagee. One crazy guy just walked in. How many people do you want to check with scanner? The guy just walked in, put a gun on the head of one of his relatives that he abducted, moved the guy to the pulpit beside him. And then the man related there, I want to check again. He said, the guy brought out this gun, but the gun, he stood just 8 feet. 8 feet is like from here to where you are, or a bit less. 8 feet to John Hagee. At that time, he was teaching on demonology. So when the guy came in, and he just said that, when you cast out the devil, they roar. You know, like that, they say, we'll tear him apart. So when the guy entered with the gun, the congregation thought that, what a beautiful illustration Pastor is hearing. Go and read it. Go and read it. He said, but when the guy began to curse and to use dirty words, everybody said, this is serious. Everybody froze in the congregation. Bible said, those that know their God shall be strong. You know what Baba Yagi did? When the guy came, he said, I've come to kill you to prove that Satan is more powerful than Jesus before this congregation. Go and check this on the website. Don't say, ah. Don't say, ah. So, the guy stood. So, but you know what Baba Yagi said? He didn't shake. The Bible is still alive today. He said, he took his Bible and he said, the word of God says, no weapon that is formed or fashioned against me shall prosper. If you are saying, ah, God, that will, you have killed him. He said, you must, it's by faith. They said, you don't have to sit there in the person who is sharing. The visible presence of God, the angels of God, when you come to church, don't just come to church with the assumption that nothing is going on. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it says that we are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the general assembly, unto an innumerable company of angels, uncountable multitudes. They are all there. When we worship God, they join. Ministry to the needs of people. Those are the ones that God has given charge over you. That's what happened. So anyway, to cut a long story short, the guy pointed the gun at him. The Baba just let him. He said, I will kill you. The man said, you can't kill me. He said, I have authority in this place. That's what John, he told him before the congregation. The guy now, to cut a long story short, he pointed the gun at him. Just 8 feet. And he shot. 6 shots. Bah! 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 6, have you? He wants 7. So he shot 6 like that. Before the whole congregation. And you know what happened? He said, 3 went this way. 3 went this way. What Bible says that God will confirm his word with signs following. Now the question I ask is, has that God changed? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid of one Fulani headsman? Why are you afraid of traveling? Say, we'll give his angel stand over you. Ah, what's your mistake, Lord? That the true Son of God, under covering, is going somewhere on an assignment of obedience and service. And they go and stay there. Ah, straight to hell. Why? That's from Korah. I'm telling you. You see, I was thinking, God spoke to me. He told me, he said, go and read Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 25. He said, God has opened his armory. Ah, you see, you know when you're playing a match, I'm just going to ask, I believe God is leading me. When I'm playing a match, you will not usually play the best person. You will leave them until the finals. He's not bringing in. We are going to get there. God said, look, at that time, Michael, your angel, will stand up. There is war going on in the heavens. So when mom is praying in the morning, I'm saying, angels which were sword, fire, so you know, it's not Joko. You will see that even kids of Jesus are going to see. And what determines is how fast you grow. If you notice, the angel that was keeping Moses' body, Michael, is different from the one that took Lazarus to Abraham's world. They didn't mention his name. So grow. Grow. It's the natural that when you have children, when they have not grown, even they have a right, as John says, the Bible talks about, it's not everything you give them. And he will buy a bicycle for him. He will look at the car. It's my father's car, but it's not your own. You can enter the car for covering. But when he grows, there will come a time. Say, yes, you have a right now. You can handle this. You've grown in love. You've matured. Let me hurry up. So what are we saying? They are all ministering spirits. Have you read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14? It says, are not the angels, they all. I think Michael, I think Gabriel, and what the Bible didn't mention. Ministering spirits sent out in the what? Service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation. Very important. He's not talking about being born again. It is true when a sinner gets born again, they rejoice. But how much more will they rejoice when a Christian enters the perfection and the fullness of Christ? That's what they have been sent to do. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. It says that who are kept by the power of God, by true faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. If we go further in verse 12, it says that these things are what angels desire to look into. They will come and look at us every day. It's not like my original God, Lord Jesus Christ. He's still growing, no problem. Look, come and look. He has reserved them by faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise the Lord. So I'll mention some characteristics of angels. that we need to know. And walk consciously in the fact that they are with you. That's where faith comes in. There. Yes, mommy. So what are we saying? This is day one. Say they can operate in both the spiritual and physical realms simultaneously. They can operate in the spiritual and the physical realms. So that is the attribute that God has given them that men don't have. They move faster than the speed of light. They've gone. What does it cost that angel? What is 8 feet? Even if he puts it on his head, what will put it 8 feet? What is for them? That bullet that Pastor shared some years ago is glowing. To you, it's very, you can't see it. But as far as God is concerned, it's in slow motion. You're going, and you're just they call policemen, which came to check. After they said it's not possible for someone to shoot at this range and miss. What are we saying? We'll see as we continue. They move faster than the speed of light. And God makes them as big as or as big or as small as necessary as He wants them to be. God is one determines their size. There are angels that are big, massive, bigger than this auditorium. And you said, ha. Open your mouth to Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. So remove from your mind that silly story. No, you give back to somebody. You say, you have angel eyes. No! She said, your money, my money. The eyes of angels are like a flame of fire. I know what they mean by that. Not to criticize. But see, remove that mentality. They are nice. Are you getting me? But they can be hard. Go and ask from Zechariah. Says, you're not going to talk again. What does this say? Let's have a 10 verse. Says, and I saw another word, say, mighty angel come down from where? Heaven. Clothed with what? A cloud. That is the glory of God. And a rainbow. The same thing that you find over God's throne was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun. So you can't look into that face in natural. You can go out and look at the sun. You see what will happen to you. Next verse. No, leave it there. Leave it there. Sorry. Please leave it there. Back to verse 1. See, it was upon his head. And his face was as were the sun. And his feet was as the pillars of fire. Next verse. This is what I want you to see. How big. Next verse. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea. And his left on foot on the earth. Can you imagine? Look. Let me give Satan an announcement under covering. Bible says there's going to come an angel. Revelation chapter 20 or so. He said, come down from heaven. That's why God has unleashed his armory. He's going to grab him, bind him in chains, and throw him inside the bottom of the sea and lock him up. There are angels that are far bigger. God has just kept them there in reserve. Until the children grow enough to be able to utilize them. I said, he put one leg on the earth, another one on the over on the sea. Can you imagine the size? Next verse. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. You know what? When it's going to rain and it thunders. Now, seven. That is our inheritance. So you're talking about one fully flown headman or whatever. We need to know what we have. Praise the Lord. So let's move on by the grace of God. So they are invisible, but their effect can be seen in the physical world, just like in Gethsemane. They were Lord Jesus Christ. So how do we know? He said, don't you think that I have 12 legions, more than 12 legions of angels? So when they came to arrest him, and they said, I am he, and they fell down. It was those angels that just pushed them down. One of them. So you see, they are invisible, but their effect can be seen in the physical. And then also, they can take the physical form of human beings. Yes. Oh yes, Bible says that don't be forgetful to entertain angels. In Luke chapter 13. For some have entertained angels on our way. That they didn't know. So, what are we saying? I put it here, not to forget, a fully grown Christian confirmed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ has access to more than 12 legions of angels. A legion is 6,000. So 12 legions is 72,000. Matthew chapter 26 verse 53 in KJV. I just mentioned, but let's look at what the master said. So we are comparing ourselves, our growth process to be like Jesus Christ. So I'm fully inherited. What did he say? Please just stay with the scriptures. I quote Matthew 26 verse 53. He says, God was talking to him, I came to him. I said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and shall say presently. So it's not like you find some of our soldiers that are not dressed up. Say they are all the time. Ever ready? To give me more than, say more than. So it's not just 12 legions. More than 12 legions of angels. So every Christian, as you grow spiritually, I follow me, you begin to get access to more. Every Christian has an angel. Or you have angels. From birth, God releases them. Then if you increase in number, as you grow, there are some that their eyes are shining like this. There are some that they don't come out except when there's a problem, like Michael. When God wants to make an announcement, then Gabriel, they don't just, you know, like you are different. You have a regular police. Are you getting me? You see their uniform, like, the government will help them. And you see some people, SPU, I heard that Israelites that train them. When they are moving around, their gun is like this. Yes, understand. I'll use those natural examples so they can understand what is going on, what we have, so we're not afraid. Praise the Lord. So, like I said, he said presently. So they are ever ready, always there. And the good news is this. It's like I said, every child of God, either you are old or you are young, either you are a girl or you are a boy, you have angels. They're all around you, watching you. Like when we were sharing, you wake up in the morning or at night, you carry your kidney, you mean Snapchat, you mean you watch nonsense. And they are recording. They look at what your friend is watching, pornography. They will record it. Zion, only you are, come on to Mount Zion. I know very company of angels. What do you think they are doing? They'll be recording now. Say, oh my shield. Guy. So when they want to fight, when you have seen that you have not confessed your sin, you've not put it under the blood, something happens and they can't. They're just standing there. They're just looking. They can't, except God moves to covering or sovereignly. That's why the Bible says that the angel of the Lord encampeth around those that what? Fear him. Honesty and humility. That means if you don't fear him enough, they will not encamp around you. Say they encamp around those that fear him. That's the first pillar you need to have. Praise the Lord. So I said that's the good news. Like when we're sharing about daughters of the little heart. It doesn't matter whether you're a woman. It doesn't matter whether you're a man. It is your inheritance. If you pay the price, they will manifest themselves. Praise the Lord. So let's move on. I put a word of caution here so I don't forget. We do not desire to see angels. You see, except God shows you through the designings of spirits. Don't begin to pray, God, show me my angel. You don't need to see them. Yeah, don't be like Thomas. He said, blessed are those that do not see but yet believe. Your faith should be anchored in what God said, because he's not the man to lie and the son of man to repent. If God says you have one, you have. That is enough for you. Now, in his sovereignty, if he shows you, fine. If he does not, no problem. Papa Egi didn't see an angel that day, but he knew and he said, this is what happened. You know why? Let me just say it. God is too big. Come on, 4 years. It's too big. I'm trying to make it funny. Somebody carries a gun. The Almighty Jehovah God, Yahweh of Judah, he will not come now. No, he's beneath God. He's beneath him. Look. If you want to go to the market and you are so rich, you want to go to the market, just say, look, you buy this. That's all. There's a key there. You know what the key is? It is the amount you give your servants that he can spend. Even though he has his own salary in his own pocket. So if you are supposed to buy, you give him an order of maybe 50,000 naira. And you give him 40,000 naira. He will only be able to answer some of the prayers. Why? He is not obliged to use his own salary. Why? Oh God, I got there. And when I bought this. The money was not enough. Then he will come back. You know what I'm trying to say? Spiritually speaking, you cannot understand what we are talking about. Perseverance in prayer. When Daniel began to pray, day 1, day 2, on the day 21, if he had stopped on day 20, nothing would have happened. He kept on giving out money in that context for the angels to use. Not that angels. What have you wondered? But God, you said we have angels. How come bad things happen to Christians? No. Some of us don't pray the price. Those that are not mature enough to pray the price, they don't stay under cover of those that are pray the price. We're going to see as we go about Elisha. So keep following me. So what I'm saying, you see, I said, don't pray. Don't begin to seek and see them. But just know that they are there. And then we don't worship angels. No. we are made in the image and the likeness of God. I said that's why you see God created them to be servants. That was ministering spirits. Servants, they are supposed to minister for. But Paul again pointed it out years ago. He said, if you had said minister to, that means somebody is sending them to you. They do minister to, but they minister for. That means you send them. There's a difference between ministering to and ministering for. They minister for. Those who shall be the heirs of salvation. That's a difference. So, praise the Lord. So why? 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14. He says that, and no marvel, for Satan himself can transform himself to an angel of light. Don't need to turn there. That is, if you are seeking all those things, or in some of those funny places that they worship angels, they will actually appear. And it will not come in such a way that you appear like an angel of light. So don't seek them, praise the Lord. So there are four types of angels. From what pastor taught us. They have angels that have wings. Say angels that have wings. Let's look at those. Say angels that have wings. Yes, they are the cherubims and the seraphims. Cherubims have four wings. And seraphims have six wings. Let me show you a scripture. The first place that the Bible talked about cherubims was in the Garden of Eden. I mentioned the other day when I was talking. When they misbehaved, they said they put cherubims there with flaming swords of fire to protect the way of a tree of life. Then if you open to Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 21. We're talking about different types of angels now. I'm talking about those that have wings, the cherubims and the seraphims. The cherubims have four wings. The seraphims have six wings. I'm telling you. I won't be surprised if I get there and I find, when we get to heaven, and I see angels that have 10,000 wings. You are just showing us what we can handle. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 20, describe them. Are we there? Talking about these cherubims. These are the ones that carry the throne of God. Says, I'm coming. Holy Spirit, have mercy. Everyone had four faces apiece. And everyone, four wings. And the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. You see those type also in the book of Revelation chapter 4. Four faces. Face of an eagle, face of a lion, face of a man, and then the face of one other ox. Thank you so much. No one like this. So they are seen 360 at the same time. They carry God's throne. If you read Ezekiel, they move like this. They don't have to turn. Talk about a spiritual autobiography. They have wheels. Their wheels are rolling. They are burning. They move like this. That's why you must not play with your spiritual growth. That is the key. You know why? Because it's not everybody can have access to that. And I was thinking about that. God, you're saying they are carrying your throne. How can a cherubim carry God on his throne? You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Something that he made is what is sustaining cherubim. I said, yeah, come and carry me. He said, who is carrying? It's God that is carrying himself. So you got what you say? So they move like this, all the eyes at the same time. When there's something, they just turn. Pew, 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 all over the place. That is your inheritance. I'm sure we're going to have those kinds of, they are vehicles. They are spiritual vehicles that God used to carry some people around. So don't play with your spiritual life. I follow me. You don't want to mess around with your Christianity. And then I get to heaven. Others are riding heavy spiritual jeeps. And then manage the spiritual Okada. Yes. Yes. I'm coming to what every man according to his own works. I just gave as an example. I'm not saying that Okada is in heaven. But what I'm saying is this. Depending on spiritual growth. Are you following me? They move pew, pew, at the speed of light. With the throne. Anywhere God wants to go. So when we are going, when you come back for the millennial reign, or God begins to hand out planets, like pastors, universes, and everything. And then we want to go. You didn't grow spiritually. You grow spiritually. Then we say, brother, God said you can't go. You don't have a ride. So study with this stuff. You know what you'll be doing in heaven? You'll be praying angels' food for us when we come back. That will not be a passion in Jesus' name. But it is a fact. Are you following me? So when you grow, it's God that everybody will grow. That's why he said in the book of Revelation, he said those that are with him for the millennium. That means there are some that are not going to be with him. They were on horses. He described everything. Why is he taking time to describe it? When he says that means there are some people that will not come with him. There are some people that even though they wanted to come, they don't have a ride. They miss their ride on earth. Will not miss their ride in Jesus' name. So what are we saying? Seraphims. You can see Isaiah chapter 6, verses 2 to 6. You don't have to turn there. He said that when Isaiah, he said in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up,
and his strength filled the temple. And said those seraphs, they had 6 wings. He said they kept on crying, holy, 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 before the throne of God. It's surprising. How can an angel cry, holy, holy? But the post of the door shook. Heaven, not earth. That is when they cried, holy, holy, holy. The post shook. You are not wondering why Isaiah said this. He said, I'm a dead dog. When Isaiah said, God, send me. No more fear again. He said, send me. He said, send me. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. He said, now took the coal. And now you touch his lips. Praise the Lord. So those are angels with wings. You have archangels. Say, archangels. That's the second category. You have them. Gabriel. Say, Gabriel. Michael. Lucifer. Lucifer used to be an archangel. That's the book of Isaiah chapter 14. I follow me. But he fell. And the Bible is in the book of Revelation chapter 12. That he still drew a third of the stars of heaven. And like one was saying, say, we have 2/3. And with us. 2/3 of the angels stood faithful and they're still standing faithful. And a pastor said years ago, who told you that God has not been creating more? So, what are we saying? So, Michael fell. Jude chapter 9. Like I said earlier on, they have too many things to do. Not only in this lifetime. That's why God told of Lazarus. He said, when the rich man died, straight to hell. He said, when Lazarus died, he said, the angels carried him. They carried that spirit. Can you imagine you going to heaven at the right time? At the right place. And then angels, God gives you an escort of angels. And Bible says that they blow the trumpet. Woo! And everybody stands at attention. That the saint is coming. Yeah, so they walk even beyond. That's why he said he was contending. Why would he be contending with? Why would Satan, if that body is not useful again, why would Satan be contending for the body of Moses? And he took angel Michael to stand up. With respect, because you understood that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Say, the Lord rebuke you. You're looking at me. Why would God send 2 angels to guard the body of Jesus Christ? So one was at the foot, one was over his head. Very important. So what are we saying? As Jude chapter 9, that's so sweet. Pastor taught you sense. He said, yes, Michael, the what? Archangel. The archangel. When contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, the physical body. Does not bring against him a real accusation, but said, well, the Lord rebuked him. So we need to know what we have. Praise the Lord. So we also have angels, the third one, that look like men. This is what people call guardian angels, that your story is about. Like I said, they are big, they are mighty. They walk everywhere you go. They are ready to shoot. They don't have time for nonsense. Because the Bible says you are going to judge angels, both good and bad. So they are making sure that if anything happens to you, it's not on their record. Because Christians will sit down and judge them. I have a judge and say, what were you doing when this happened to this fella? Say, no, sir. We whisper to him. Because, okay, no problem. That he might be just when he's judged. So everything will be played out. So they have, these ones, they don't have wings. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, you can put it back there now. They don't have. That's why he said, be ready with. He said, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. How will you not entertain angels unawares if they have wings? You will know now, but they will come dressed, you know, and not all the time that we wear robes. Not really the angels on us. Sometimes we wear jeans. I'll just come supernatural. I'll go and ask from Lot. When they came, if they were shining like, you know, people will not know. But look, Lot has some religion. He understood that these ones are not just now. He said just 2 angels to them. With power to deliver him. We'll get to that later. Now the 4th category are angels of his presence. The angels of his presence. Praise the Lord. These ones, I pastor define, they are actually like the Lord. They are the Lord himself projecting part of himself as an angel. Why? To interact with man at the microscopic level relative to God. You see, when people say, I saw God. No, what you saw is the angel of his presence. But he can come. That's not the ones that came down to meet Abraham. You know, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. It brings down to a level that he can relate to, that he can interact with you. If you read Revelations, when he was talking to John on the Isle of Patmos, Revelations chapter 1, verse 1, he said, God gave Jesus Christ the vision, and then Jesus Christ now gave it to his angel to give to John. And then back, I think it's verse 7, somewhere there, he said, and John said, I saw someone that looked like unto, say like unto. On the Son of Man. He wasn't the Son, but he looked like unto him, exactly like him. They can interact with you. They can talk with you. They can eat. They can do anything. It's not possible for that great God, that big God, like we see in Isaiah chapter 40, to come. You can't even see him. So he has to reduce himself by what we call the angels of his presence. Are you following me? What are the fourth category? Let's open to Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. To put the scripture behind it. Isaiah 63, verse 9. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 63, verse 9. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Remember, the Bible says there was a church in the wilderness. It said that the Lord was following them as the angel of his presence. So in all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bear them and carry them all the days of their own. I don't have to turn here. Just Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 to 10. That was what happened when God came down on Mount Sinai. And he called Nadab, Aaron, and all his children, Moses, and the Israelites, they said, the king, the elder, they sat down like this. They saw God face to face. And they sat and they ate. They sat and they ate. No. You see, when I started preparing, I was saying, God, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the mediator of a better covenant, established on better promises. Daniel did not speak in tongues. You know, that is a question I ask myself. Ah, God. Pastor, God does not change. Has he said, okay, take your leave now? No. We'll see how to activate it. Mommy has mentioned it when she was sharing with us. I was so blessed. So what am I saying? And those are the four categories of angels we have. Now, why angels? Why does God bring in back this message at this time? Number one, like I read in that last scripture, God loves us. Say, God loves us. And he wants to protect us from satanic attacks. How many of you will have a little child and you send him to somewhere that is dangerous? And you not send somebody, if you have access to security, and you not give him? And you lose that child. It's within your power. If you can't go, then you follow the child. I follow what I'm trying to say. So God loves us and he wants to protect us. That is the heart of the Father God. He loves us. He wants to protect us. That's why he made angels. I follow him. The second reason is this. Which now applies to us in this nation. Say, we are at that time. We are at that time. We are at that time. Let me read as God gave it to me. We are at that time in which there is an intense warfare going on over our nation, Nigeria, because of the birth of a man child whose destiny is to rule the nations with the rod of iron. We are at that time. Let me put some scriptures behind. Revelation chapter 12. You have to, let me just save time. He said that there appeared a wonder in heaven. And then another wonder. He kept on discussing. He said, he saw a woman traveling with child. He had to give birth. And dragon was poised to destroy her. He was caught up to heaven. And said, give birth to the man child. And that was caught up unto heaven. And then in verse 7, you can put in verse 7. He said, there was war in the heavens. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, Satan. And dragon against them. Said, but they prevailed not. Said, they will not prevail. They are not going to prevail. So what am I saying? That is why you have this. Say, at that time. I'm going to refer to it. The pastor shared, or was it Papa Kelly, talking about Moses, Jesus, and the man child. Each time there's a birth of either a deliverer, like Moses, or Jesus Christ, you must expect such to happen. So the intense warfare that is going on in the heavenlies is what you see that is occurring all over Nigeria through strange children. That is why it's a bit difficult to win the battle. We are going to win in Jesus' name. You know, that reminded me of that scripture when Doeg the Edomite. Can you remember? Put it on the board if I can. Doeg the Edomite, the chief of Saul's headsmen. And he killed 80 priests of Nob. Saul's servant, Doeg the Edomite. He killed 80 priests. I was thinking, but how come that occurred? You know, David went there. David took the sword of Goliath. And when he took the sword of Goliath, he left. He killed 80. Only one escaped. I think it was Abiathar that escaped. But the question is, why was he able to kill those 80 priests? I think it was Ahimelech, the priest. Ahimelech should have followed David. And has still continued to serve under Saul. Yes. Did God want the Doeg to kill them? No. So people are going to give an account on Judgment Day. What were you doing? It's serious business when this occurred. If it's not your fault, he said, if I send you to somebody,
to warn them that the sword is coming, and you don't warn them, I will require his blood at your hand. But if you tell him, you are free. When I was driving to church this morning, Lord spoke to me from Isaiah 51. I think it's in verse 12. He said that, why are you afraid of men that shall die? Put it there. Yeah, it says, I follow me. We must declare. You see, this is unrighteous decrees are being made. But once the Lord gives us the authority to speak, we speak. We just keep quiet, you keep quiet. Once they speak, you speak with all boldness, and it will confirm the word. Which says, I am he that comforted you. Who art thou? He was talking to Isaiah. That thou should be afraid of a man. That shall die, and of the son of man, which shall be made as grass. Next verse. Thank you. And forgetteth the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundation of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of your oppressor. You can't put anybody's head that is disturbing us in this nation. Why are you afraid? As if you were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Next verse. Next verse. The captive exile hastiness that he may be loosed, and that he should not die. We will not die in Jesus' name. Die in the pit, not that his bread should fail. Next verse. God started telling Isaiah, stand! Declare the heavens like Moses. Tell it that Moses put his rod in the heavens. The battle has been won. And that the rod came down, the lost. Say, but I am the Lord thy God that divided this. He's talking about the Red Sea. It was angels that took off those wheels. They took them off. What are you weary? That means they've not seen like that before. That was the first time the God would do that. They didn't know that it could manifest in that way. Or you think he's the great God that entered the sea? Only time for Bobo. That word, the Lord of hosts is his name. Next verse. Next verse. And I say, I. Who is the I there? It's not you, it's God. I have what? Put my words in thy mouth. And I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. That I may plant the heavens and let the foundation of the earth. And say unto Zion, thou art my people. No weapon that is formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. If they come against you, the Bible said, it says that God, what of all, he what? Defend. And then what is again? He will accompany you. They are always there, the right hand, 24/7. And they will defend you. After defending you, what will they? When the attack is going on, they will not attack you. They will attack. So he will also preserve you. Praise the Lord. When the enemies are coming, like if Lord will preserve him. Spirit of the Lord will stand against him. Praise the Lord. So I said at that time, what do you mean by at that time? Help me, Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 7, verse 20. I already mentioned, but let me put scriptures behind it. That is what why you see what we see. That is why Satan is attacking, because of the man child. Said in the time of Jonah, said was a cry in Ramah. When Herod said, he's going to kill all the babies, so and so. Same time of Moses, Satan put it in Pharaoh's heart. And he said, from now on, kill all those children. Throw them to the man for crocodiles to eat them. Not because of anybody else, but he saw that, he saw that someone has moved, there was a shift in the heavens. Moses was to be born. But they said that they saw that Moses, they kept him. Said the parents kept him for 3 months. As he was perfect in their own context. I follow him. So, are we there? Acts chapter 7, verse 20. What does he say? In which time, Moses was born and was exceeding fear and nourished up in his father's house. 3 months. So, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. See, at that time, we're in that time. That's why this verse is very important. So, don't be afraid of what is going on. It is set in perilous times, difficult to handle. Are we there? It says, and at that time, what will happen? Shall what? Michael, stand up. That means he'll be sitting down, waiting for God to give the order. That great prince which standeth up for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, Jacob's trouble, such as never since there was a nation. That's not talking about tribulation. It's already started. That's why we now increase. I finally said, since there was no nation, even to that time, and at that time the people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. So he said, God is going to deliver me. God is going to deliver us. But we are at that time that Moses was born. That time that Jesus was born. That time that in Nigeria, are you following me? The man child has been born. That is why God sends to Pharaoh. So I'm warning you
Let my people go. He said, Israel is my firstborn. If you touch them, I will touch. He said firstborn. He didn't say secondborn. He didn't say thirdborn. But for him to say first, there must be a second. But God is talking about the firstborn, the one that gets double portions. So Israel was God's firstborn, first day. That's Shem. Japheth, God's firstborn, second day. Third day from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. We are, by the grace and the mercy of God, God's firstborn in this third day. So, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. Exodus 4, 22. Let me read this. And thou shalt say, God is telling those spiritual, those pharaohs, political and economic pharaohs over this land. Say, and thou shalt say unto the political pharaohs, thus saith the Lord of Israel, Nigeria is my son, or the Zion Church in Nigeria is my son, even my firstborn. Next verse. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. Your ways of obedience and service. I found him, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. It's an announcement that has been made in heavenlies. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. I don't want to mention. No, we had a situation like this before in Nigeria. Have you forgotten? That we are praying here. That we are praying and saying, grace, 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 grace. You know, before the guy went away, his son went away. Have you forgotten? Hey, my firstborn! He will touch my firstborn. I will touch your firstborn. Hey, look, then the next thing, he himself went away. And I was rejoicing in the nation. Holy Spirit. So the third point I have is we should also expect, have faith for more of angelic protection and activity as we go into the promised land of the perfection and the fullness of Christ. I've already mentioned it. You see, when you are moving towards the end of the march, you bring out everything you have. That is, if you have to die on the pitch to win the match, die! That is what Jerry Rawlings told this boxer, Azuma Nelson. He was supposed to, I must say, watch boxing. But I'm just, and this is John. He told him, he said, he sent a message. He was going to go and contend for a title belt. And nobody had won that title belt before in Africa. So he told that guy, Azuma Nelson, one said, die, man, die. God is telling us, die, man, die. And they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Not only their lives of the dead. We are not going to die. Say, we are not going to die in Jesus' name. But die, man. Die if you have to win the battle. We need to preach the all counsel of God. We will not die. We will live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. But go with the attitude. If I perish, I perish. Everyone has said, if I perish, never perished. Go with the attitude. So you are praying in the morning. Good morning, Jesus. Can you imagine what to give orders to a general? He said, attack! And then you wake up in the morning. He said, attack. And you can attack. And he said, they will do Oga. Something wrong. But I'm not talking with authority. Attack! Fire! So I'm praying in tongues. I love the way Pastor Brian prays. Bally! But that is what will get the job done. Hey, you're laughing. I said that to wake you up. Or when mommy will wake up in the morning. Say, pray. Bread and pray. Don't sleep. Pray, 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 pray. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. See, that does not go to bed, though. Say, why men slept? An enemy has done this. So problems occur when men sleep in prayer. It's not physical sleep. Because we have time to sleep. He's talking about spiritual sleep. And he comes and does something. He says, why did this happen? Brother, you are sleeping. We will not sleep spiritually in Jesus' name. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep. So, your poverty will not come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So what are we saying? So that is, God has unleashed them. And I put a scripture behind the support I'm trying to say. Because Satan is seeking to hinder us from receiving the fullness of our salvation. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13. When they are about to enter the promised land, amplifying. when they are about to enter the promised land, Joshua was ready. And he stood and he saw the angel of the Lord of hosts. And he said something. When Joshua was by Jericho, that's the first place you are going to possess, that prosperity. You know, so he looked up and behold, a man stood near him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him. Look at what he said. And said to him, wasn't afraid. Don't be afraid. Tell you for us, all adversaries. Because he had confidence in the God of Abraham. He had confidence in this God that he's serving. So it doesn't matter what the angel appears in 10 feet, whatever. Listen, God is backing us. Are you for us? Are you against us? Next verse of our adversaries. And said, he said, no, neither. You know, but as a prince of the Lord's host, have I come and Joshua fell down and blah, 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 blah. That's her attitude though. You should not be afraid of angels. So it was when they're about to possess the problem that God released that angel. But the dimension and the spiritual atmosphere had changed. God fought that battle in such a way that there was a place that he sent hornets before them. A place that were fighting. And he said that the angels of God, they rained stones from heaven. And those that they killed were more than those that he who killed. And we are brethren. We have a better covenant. Established upon Joshua did not speak in tongues. Yet he stood. The sun, stand on the valley of Ajalon. Moon, stand there. To preach, that is covering. Sun represents the father. Moon represents the mother. They will stand still until we win the battle. Yes! That, of course, was a natural thing. But here we are talking spiritually. They will stand there. Well, no, yes, keep on fighting, son. We are not going to be like Jephthah. Know what Jephthah did? Jephthah was the son of course, in the book of Judges, chapter 8. When they were fighting with those demonic spirits, they were human beings, they were demonic spirits, and they cornered them. So this guy was so proud. What's his name? Gideon. So he called his firstborn. He's not even firstborn physically, that is firstborn, no. Jephthah was his firstborn, but could not occupy the position of the firstborn. So, he said, oh yeah, arise, slay them. The guy started to shake. After they have cornered him, his father was standing. Ah, kill now! Spiritually, I follow me. What happened? They could not kill. Then that demon, Zeba and Zemuna, he looked up to him and he said, as a man is, so is his strength. And his father killed him. We're not disappointed as spiritual parents. So. Praise the Lord. Help me to redeem his time. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. So what are we saying? The atmosphere has changed. So, I'll just rush you some examples. I mentioned them. Daniel is an example. When he threw him in the lion's den, I follow when he got in the lion's den, he said something. I'll just mention it. He said in Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, when the king came, and Darius also, and said, was God able to deliver you? He said, yes. He said something. He said, God has sent his angel to shut the mouth of the lions. Are you following me? Yes. But now go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews said, by faith, some stopped the mouth of lions. So Daniel was exercising faith for the angels to come. That's why I said, you cannot do this thing we are afraid of. You must exercise faith. Speak the word in faith. I follow him. Then you have the story of Ezekiah. I will read you on Isaiah 36, verse 16. When the Nakarib, that foolish guy, he was bragging, said, I will destroy you. He was talking to them now. Then he went and told them, Ezekiah. Ezekiah now took the letter to Isaiah. That's why you must submit to authority. Ezekiah needed a look. I can't face this guy. Even though I'm the natural king. Then Isaiah now took, God, this one too is too much for me. Okay, God. He now took the letter to God. And God now gave this word. Isaiah chapter 36, verse 16. Isaiah 36, verse 16. So hearken not to Ezekiah. That's what the guy was saying. For this, thus saith the king of Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me. Listen, say, come out to me. And eat as we eat every one of his vine. Let's read together now. And everyone is victory, and drink everyone the waters of his own cistern. Next verse. Let me just go to 17. This is what the foolish man said. Until I come and take you away. Until I come and I take you away to a land. Which land? As I'm saying, you must be ready to fight. Not physical fight, please. Don't misunderstand me. The kingdom was, thank you, mommy, suffered violence, and the violence takes by force. And I saw you in the Bible of Naboth. The king said, I will give you. He said, I said, God forbid me, hit me. I shall give the inheritance to my father. So a land like your own, a land of corn, of wine, of land, of bread, of vineyard. Okay, next verse. 18. Okay. Beware lest this guy persuade you, saying that the Lord will deliver us. Has he not said the gods of this blah 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 blah? Okay, no problem. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 36, is over time. This is what God did. Nobody asked him. You see, when God operates at this level, God cannot give the power to young people. He must give it to mature spiritual fathers that have grown in love. But you see, love has two edges. Here, that angel went forward and killed 185,000. In the time of Elisha, he smothered with blindness. So agape is not soppy. We need to understand that. What happened here, you cannot say it is not God. For that happened at the time of Syria, you can't say it's not God. God must have given them space to repent, and they did not. And I said, God's patience is long suffering. Let's move on. So what are we saying? The time of Peter also. You see, the church needs to wake up in Nigeria. Church, it's Acts chapter 12, verse 1. He said, Herod stood up and he began to vex certain some in the church. So he took James and killed James and put Peter in prison. You see, the key to all these things, you look at this background, there was always prayer going on. That one of Daniel, the contention was that they should not pray. They made a decree that nobody should pray and should worship this particular God. Bible said Daniel was bold. He said he opened the window, faced the east, because that's what he used to do in those days. They faced Jerusalem. Then he prayed three times as was his custom. We don't water down what God has said. We don't. If he said it, he means it. Not to water it down will be disobedience. We cannot disobey God. Praise the Lord. So, where was I? So, this story also. Peter was in the prison, fast asleep. Said, but the brethren gathered and they prayed without ceasing. Everybody, so I cannot bear a good morning, Jesus. And just so I cannot understand majesty. Before they were very easy, taking it easy. Yeah. If you play with this guy, Peter will go. So they prayed, and God sent an angel, brought him out, and took him. Praise the Lord. So, I've already mentioned the story of Elisha and the Syrian army. I talked about Peter. No need to go there. Paul also is an example. When he was facing his destiny, go and read the book of Acts chapter 21. Just the Lord himself appeared to him. He said, Paul, he encouraged him. He said, you're going to appear before 25 women in Rome. You will have think that all was made. No. No, the fact that God gives a word does not mean you're going to just walk into it. No. That's 21. There's contention. So in Acts chapter 27, put in verse 23 because of time. On his way to fulfill what God has said, then the enemy stirred up a storm. And we know the story. But what I want us to see, put in Acts 27, verse 23. And Paul said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. Who are you serving? Said, there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, so doubts God, and whom I serve. Next verse. Saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you. Oh, say, oh, them that are still with you. Prophetic word. In these perilous times, stay under Paul. Just came to me. In these troublous times, stay under Paul. Don't seek to escape undercover. Because when you were going to destroy them, because of Paul, that centurion said, because of Paul, he didn't allow them. Stay under Paul. The angel of, because there are not many people that can stand and say, the angel of who I am. Of whom I serve, and I put it as a scripture. But to say that again, that means there are people that cannot say that. Praise the Lord. That's having their belly. So, praise the Lord. So, the last one out, Ezra. Put Ezra chapter 30, Ezra 8, verse 21. About divine, talking about divine protection. Ezra was going to move from Babylon back to Israel. So, they packed all the gold and all the stuff that Nebuchadnezzar took. And they were going to go. And he said, he called for a fast. Are you the Ezra chapter 8, verse 21? So and he called for, and then I proclaimed the fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek him for to seek of him a right way. See, there's a right way. Right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. So God wants to protect you. Say, God wants to protect me, my little ones, and my substance. Very important. So he said he sought God. I said, you're not just thinking of yourself alone. Every one that they're covering, the master said, all you have given me, I've kept. Except the son of perdition. And that was his fault. So I'm not a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor. Once God has put people, either your children or your children, your house, whatever, under you, you had better learn to pray and preserve them. You don't have to be a pastor. Next verse. Next verse. For I was ashamed to require of a king, a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. He said he didn't want to go and ask for help. I'm not saying don't ask for help. Don't read what I didn't say. It was armed men that took Paul. Are you following me? Took him to where he was going to. What I'm trying to say is that aspect. That is, he said he prayed. After prayer comes, talking about prayer. And in verse, next verse. Says, oh, okay, no, let's move to verse 31. Let's see the result. After the fast. And then we departed from the river this, and on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of the Lord our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. And of such as lay in wait, by the way. That means people lay, not if they just walk there. Next verse. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. That is where prayer comes in. He said, I sought the Lord. We should seek the Lord for ourselves, for our little ones, and for our substance. There will be no breaking in or going out against procedures. So, how are we going to do this? Let me just run through because of time. Like Pastor Kunle was sharing beautifully, James chapter 1, verse 2, verse 4. He said, the trying of a faith wants to force faith out of you. Of this fear, it will come out. Are you following me? So how do we have to ask? You say, by faith. Say, by faith. Yes, we walk by faith and not by sight. That is very important. Then the second type is true covering. Say, true covering of mature spiritual leadership. Very important. You see, I put it aside. I say, greater access comes with spiritual growth and maturity in love. Abraham and Lot. Lot was in big trouble. It was the prayers of Abraham that sent those two angels to deliver him. He didn't have an idea of what was going on. That's an example. The other example again is Elisha and his servant. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. I want us to see something. You know that story? When they went to go and arrest Elisha. And when they got there, the boy went to go and fetch water. I said, alas, master. He saw the Syrian army all over. They are surrounded. Laid siege against him. Then what happened? What does he say? He said, Elisha. So he said, are you afraid? Thank God for the song that the choir sang. That's why I knew that God actually wanted me to share them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And Lord, the Lord opened his eyes, the eyes of the young man. And he saw. I said, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about the servant. Thank God it was under Elisha's covering. Why did God say round about Elisha? Why is he around the servant? I have to stay under covering. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, that is that. Then the second thing I put here is this. As we speak God's word and pray with all kinds of prayer, with travail, in faith, you have to use the faith, with perseverance until we see the answer. Daniel is an example. I don't have to go there again. You keep on praying, releasing more spiritual power for the angels to use. It took Daniel 21 days. It took Paul 14 nights in the dark. After long abstinence, he kept on praying. Are you following me? And then, the Bible also says, I said that when you speak God's word in faith, go have time to come. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. He said, when you go to the house of God, don't be rash with your words. So go and say something God didn't want you to say. I said, I was sorry before the angel. You don't have to turn there. Are you following me? Then also, Psalm 103, verse 20, very important scripture. He said they hearken to the voice of his word. So we must give voice to God's word. We don't keep quiet. We keep on speaking the word. Because it's there. Are we there? No, just put in Psalm 103 verse 20. People can read it. He says that bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening, say hearkening, unto the voice of his word. So give voice to God's word in that area. I praise the Lord. And then I put it, I said, when you pray in tongues, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1, he said, when we speak in tongues, do I speak with tongues of men and of angels? So when I speak in tongues at times, you are giving to me. And then the last thing I put here is that you practice obedience. Practice obedience to the promptings and leadings of the Holy Spirit as you daily walk in love. That is very important. Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Bible says, first John, he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love. And last scripture, I want to end with this last scripture that mommy quoted. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Say, he keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him. Where do you keep yourself? In the love of God. In the tricky place of the Most High. As an open rebuke is better than secret love. So love can be secret. That is where God wants us to dwell. Are we there? It says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Very important. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Let's talk to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your mercies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Those that are with us are more than those that are against us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. There are angels that are assigned to you. There are angels that are assigned to the body of Christ. And there are angels that are assigned to nations. As you grow spiritually, you move from angels assigned to you to begin to have more access. God makes you covering over people, the body of Christ, and then over nations. Yes.
Those who are with us are more than those against us. Those who are with us are more than those against us. We rejoice.
Word is definitely a word from heaven. It's so accurate. It's so apt. In fact, I was almost like telling him, can you slow down a little bit? Can you slow down a little? Just hear every word. This man is a prophet of the Most High God, straight from the throne room. Even that word is for me. Because there's sometimes when I'm making some declarations and the devil will be telling me, hey, don't say it too out too. Don't be too much. Okay, you may be able to take it. What about the people in the church? Are you sure they will not be afraid if you are saying those things? And I just say the devil, I've signed off my life anyway. Let me tell you something. And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Why is everybody afraid of Boko Haram? Because they are not afraid of death. They're not afraid. The day you tell the devil, I'm not afraid to die, he begins to shake and shiver, because he knows that those that are with us are more than those that are. See, what is happening to the body of Christ is many of us are afraid. We're afraid. Death. We're afraid of death. We're afraid. Let me tell you, Satan cannot kill us. He cannot. He does not have that power. He does not. He cannot do anything. He cannot do anything that God has not given him power with permission to do, legally and vitally. He does not have the power. But he makes us think that he does. by lying vanities. Let us realize that he that keepeth us, in fact, that is the word. And put it back in that amplified. Put it back there. You see, I didn't know what he was going to say. But I just said to myself, I said, we must break this thing. Yes, bring it back there. We know absolutely, everybody, let's say it again. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly. See, this is where the devil first gets us. We don't want to leave sin. Let's leave sin. It's fatal, like it said in message. It's fatal. Deliberately, knowingly practice, committed. That is, don't let sin be a habitual behavior. See, it's a different thing when you fall into sin and you quickly confess and you repent and forsake. Don't tell me I confess and don't forsake and then go back into it. That is habitual. That is habitual. The sin that is not habitual is the one you confess and you don't go back to and forsake. The blood of the Lamb cleanses you in removing it in the sea of forgetfulness. It's never recorded and never remembered again. Remember what Daddy said? Pastor said about Bema seat of Christ. It will all be revealed. But if it's in the blood of in the sea of forgetfulness, it will never be opened. But this one, if it's deliberate and knowingly, you practice committing sin, God tells you don't go to that chat room. Don't pick that media. God has been warning you. Don't pick that phone. Don't go and wake up in the middle of the night when your wife is sleeping. And just quietly slip into the sitting room. What are you going to do in the sitting room when your wife is sleeping? Am I speaking to somebody in this space today? Is there somebody I'm speaking to tonight? This afternoon. What are you going to do? That lovely lady is sleeping, been serving you all these years. Oh, she's had babies for you. He's not looking as young as she used to be. You now slip into, you go and look at lying apparitions. And God is warning you, don't take that phone. You take the phone, you take the iPad. You say you want to study the Bible. Which Bible are three? Am I speaking to somebody? Practice! Deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who was begotten of God, carefully. My brethren, this is what delivers me a lot. I carefully watch. I'm not saying I'm perfect, I'm there yet, though. But this one thing I do, I follow after. Carefully watch and protect him. I carefully watch myself. Hey, why did you think that way? Why did you look that way? Why didn't you greet Sister Bosse properly? Is it because she wore that beautiful dress? Or is that chain on her neck? Why don't you tell her, Sister Bosse, I love this chain. You look nice. Eyes, Pastor. Eyes, Prof. You know where you begin to do those. You begin to kill those things in your heart. But then you see an angel like this. And then when she greets, hey! Hypocrisy! True or false? I know it doesn't happen to you. You know you are also spiritual. You are also, none of you remember to do those things. Abby? Carefully watch yourself and protect. Christ's divine presence is within him. Preserves him against the evil and the wicked one. Does not lay, I love this. Does not lay hold. Does not grip him or even touch him. Ah! Three levels. Kotiye, for what, Corona? That is our God for you. We are untouchable. Hallelujah. See what God has done. He sent him 3-4 messages today. The same thing. Same thing. So God will have mercy upon us. I'll let you pray. Because you are the one that has the unction. God bless you.
Those who are with us.
Sing with faith in your heart.
Against us.
Yes.
Those who are with us.
Yes.
Are more than those against us. We rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord. The joy of his Lord is our strength.
Rejoice.
Yes.
Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world.
more time. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Those who are with us are more than those against us.
Yes.
Those who are with us are more than those against us. We rejoice. We rejoice. Greater is He who is in us than He who is in the world.
Let's pray. Let's put one hand on our hearts as we're taught. Let's take the other hand to heaven. Once again, those that are with us are more than those against us. A provisor, stay under Paul. Father, we confess our sins, so we claim with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we have life. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me that you love and care for me, and that you have given your angels charge over me to keep me, my little ones, and my substance in all my ways of obedience and service. I come to ask for fresh mercy and grace in sufficient measure to dwell under the covering of set spiritual fathers, using the blood to clean my heart from all sin and unrighteousness. Secondly, to use or to speak the word of God in faith, and to also pray fervently and frequently in the Spirit, in order to put on constantly the whole armor of love, so that the enemy, the wicked one, will not be able to touch me. In Jesus' name, let us pray in tongues. Pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for covering. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's join hands as we close. Thank you, Father. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for visitation today. Thank you for speaking to us expressly. Thank you for touching our hearts in this place, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father, the change in the season that has come. You have come to herald this day by your servants who have spoken to us today. We return to you all the glory and all the worship and praise. Thank you for setting out, Lord God, a compass, Lord, to us, giving us direction and wisdom concerning what we ought to do in these perilous times that have come. And so, Father, say thank you. And unto us we say, Lord, bless and keep us all. So under the covering of our fathers, under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Shepherd and Bishop of our souls, the Lord bless and keep you us all. The Lord make His face to shine upon us. And the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon us. The Lord God gives us peace. God makes us head and not tail. We're above only and not beneath. And so we prosper in all that we set our hands upon to do. We are at least 10 times better than our peers by an ever-increasing enlightenment of our minds in the name of Jesus. So we possess the gates of our enemy, even the gates of death. And so we shall live, we shall not die. We shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. The Lord satisfies us with long life, and He shows us His salvation, even the perfection and the fullness of Christ in Jesus' name. And so the Lord anoints us with the anointings of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell me, say, you are untouchable. In Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.